Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With a lack of moisture, many farmers are still waiting to plant. Delayed planting means weeds will emerge alongside your wheat, stealing nutrients and moisture. Don't let that happen. Plant a coaxium wheat variety from Lima Grain Cereal Seeds. LCS's award-winning coaxium wheat varieties provide superior grassy weed control and high yields that are sure to bust your bins. To find out what variety is best for you, call Dan at 316-452-3505 or visit LimaGrainCerealSeeds.com. Reserve your seed now.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, the 2024 Oklahoma Farm Bureau Annual Meeting is coming up on November the 8th through the 10th at the Omni Hotel and Convention Center in Oklahoma City. At the convention, Farm Bureau members are going to have an opportunity to share their positive outlook by celebrating a year of grassroots achievements and programs as they look to create a brighter future for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to catch up with Dustin Milkey, the OKFB Vice President of Communications and Public Relations, to talk a little bit about what's going on at this year's convention.
Well, we're going to be having our annual meeting, as we do every year, in Oklahoma City at the Omni Hotel. That's going to be running this year, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. So that is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. And this is our largest annual gathering of Farm Bureau members throughout the year. Our members come together to hear from speakers. We have some breakout sessions. We, of course, conduct our official Oklahoma Farm Bureau business, where we will set our policy for the year, elect some of our leaders for our organization, and hopefully just get together and have a good time. It always serves as a great opportunity for agriculturalists at the end of the year to come together and just chat and visit, and that's always a good time. So we're looking forward to all of that.
Also, some great speakers in store.
Yeah, we've got some great speakers this year. A lot of, people that our members love to hear from. That includes Governor Kevin Stitt. He's going to be speaking at our Friday opening session. And also at our Friday opening session is Representative Kevin Hearn, of course, a congressman who represents the Tulsa area for the state of Oklahoma. And so some great speakers there, as well as some other congressmen. We have Frank Lucas, who's going to be speaking at our Saturday dinner and awards. And we're going to be celebrating his American Farm Bureau Distinguished Service Award that he won in January.
Everything Farm Bureau for their annual gathering, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, while the farm economy seems to have stabilized in the Midwest and Northern Plains, it's weakened in the rest of the U.S. this fall. Producers are dealing with high cost and lower commodity prices. Federal Reserve's Beige Book says agricultural activity was flat to down modestly, with some crop prices remaining unprofitably low. Farmers in parts of the 6th District of Atlanta are having a hard time. Farmers in South Georgia and parts of Florida noted significant damages and losses resulting from Hurricane Helene. Chicago's 7th District farmers have had stable income expectations despite above-average harvest projections. The 8th District of St. Louis also notes that while agricultural production has been stable, overall sector conditions have weakened. 9th District Minneapolis conditions remain stable at lower levels. Kansas City's 10th District says activity in the ag sector did continue to decline. Contacts in the 11th District around Dallas also continue to report tough financial conditions. You've got farm news. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.